We are reading in the writings of Bala Sulam. We're in the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, Pticha. We're continuing with item number 5. You can find our study materials on our site as well as send questions. Pticha, the preface.
Yes, what is there to add here? My impression from preface. I remember when I learned it, of course, from the first day that I reached Rabash, and I related to it as an article by Kabbalists, by a Kabbalist, that actually you need to learn it. I didn't so much, I couldn't understand the depth that there is in the preface. And only later on, over the course of the years, that after studying Tess and Beit Shar HaKavanot, Etz Chaim, Tree of Life, once again we returned a bit to preface, and I began to feel just how much Bala Sulam, within the words and between the words, inserted here infinite depth in the presentation of the structure of the upper worlds, the philosophy of the upper worlds, the goal, the internal content. I say this to you of my impression of this. So let's item 5, please.
Reading in the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we're in item number 5.
Meaning, what is he telling us? First of all, there must be the concatenation from the Creator, the cascade, till the point and the degrees, that these degrees diminish the upper light. They also clothe the upper light in all sorts of dressings in order to make it prepared, the correct, the suitable for those same created beings that began to grow from zero. Meaning, the upper light, when it descends from the upper degrees, it needs to constantly change itself, and it can't change itself. Rather, by the clothings, that there are more and more and more coarse, such clothings, that they can then make a connection between the upper light in the clothing and the will to receive. And then they reach a state, the lowest state possible, where there the will to receive is truly entirely opposite the light. But the clothing on the light nonetheless makes a match between the will to receive and the light. And that's what we need to learn, because that's the state we are in. And then how can we rise back from our place to infinity? Infinity meaning to no limit, no difference, no, there's nothing that separates between the created being and the Creator.
Nika?
Let's read.
Item 5.
Maybe start at item 4.
Okay, item 4. The reason why the will to receive must cascade by the four above mentioned discernments in Abiya is that there is a great rule concerning the kelim, the vessels. The expansion of the light and its departure make the vessel fit for its task.
Why?
This means that as long as the kli has not been separated from its light, it is included in the light and is annulled within it like a candle before a torch. This annulment is because there are completely opposite from one another on opposite sides. This is so because the light extends from his self, existence from existence. From the perspective of the thought of creation in Ein Sof, it is all towards bestowal, and there is no trace of a will to receive in it. Its opposite is the Kli, which is the great will to receive that abundance, and is the root of the initiated creature, in which there is no bestowal whatsoever. Hence, when they are bound together, to receive is annulled in the light within it, and can determine its form only once the light has departed from it once. Because following the departure of the light from it, it begins to crave it, and this craving properly determines and sets the shape of the will to receive. Subsequently, when the light dresses in it, once more, it is regarded as two separate matters, a Kli and light, or Guf and life. Observe closely, for this is most profound.
Shilot Ein.
No questions?
No, yafe.
Right. Okay, nice.
As,
so, okay, it's a serious question to the topic, right? PT9.
Yes, Rav, I wanted to ask, seemingly it seems like the vessel was created in the world of Ein Sof filled with light, and then the light emerges from it, and this makes the condition of the reception of the light and its departure. So why does it have to cascade through all four worlds this way?
Specifically, by the Kli, the cascades, the light in it appears that receives also qualities and new forms. It all depends on the vessel. The light has no difference in the beginning of the line and the end of the line, either in the world of infinity or in our world. There is no difference in the light. That's called, I have not changed, Havaya. And the vessel, it changes. And that's all that occurs in all of reality. Only the forms of the vessels. And thus, we need to suit ourselves, match ourselves according to the vessels, and then we'll reveal the light that's within the vessel. But and according to the vessel, we never reveal the light itself. Rather, we reveal the vessel in which the light is in. It's also like in techniques that we learn. We never learn, let's say, the light, electricity, and all sorts of phenomena. Rather, we measure their influence upon us. Let's say gravity, electricity, it doesn't matter what. We're always measuring the results from some force that operates, and that's it. That's how it occurs in our life. And thus, it results from spirituality, that the light is not attained rather by the vessel in which it is present. And the attainment of the vessel, the walls of the vessel, by this we speak of the light in it.
Ita one.
Buongiorno Rav. In cosa possiamo vedere se in noi c'è stato questo processo di svuotamento?
How can we know if this process of purification took place in us, refinement?
Has it happened to us yet? We need to reach it. We haven't yet reached it, and we haven't felt it ever.
Moscow 3.
Moscow 3.
Спасибо. Написано, и не может оно определить свою форму иначе.
It's written that he can't define its form any other way.
Почему кли
only after the departure of the light ones? Why does the vessel define its form only after the departure of the light? What does that mean?
If I am under the influence of something, I don't differentiate that here that something influences me because I am under its influence. Rather, when I exit from under its influence and then I return, then I can differentiate between myself and the influence. Let's say, like we also sometimes talk about human beings, we say, look where you are, what's happening to you, all this pressure on you, what's happening to you, you need to get away from that. But he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand he's under a foreign influence.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Toda Rav.
Thank you, Rav. What's the difference between annulment and adhesion? Because here in the seventh line from above, he writes, the matter of this annulment is because there's a disparity between them and there's far from extreme from one edge to the other.
Annulment can be by the upper one, let's say like in degrees of Ibul, conception, and Yenika, nursing, and even mochin and something. Annulment is that the lower one annuls himself to the upper one, either by this that the upper one obligates him, influences him and obligates him such, or that the lower one already performs the operation of annulment by himself.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, how is it possible that the light is the same light, but it builds all kinds of different forms of yearning towards it?
Also in our world, light is the same light, and it spreads into all sorts of forms, and like in our world, reveal, what is this? It's some wave, right? Electromagnetic force. You can speak of it a lot in all sorts of manners and from inside of science. But ultimately, it's a phenomena, right? It's an energy that expands in some space, some place. What is light? In spirituality, light is force that comes from the Creator, a force of bestowal. We don't know it. We're not familiar with it. We just feel phenomena from it, that it is the bestower. It brings us love, connection, correction, all these things that we receive it according to equivalence of form with it, and then fills us with pleasure and progress. And if we are not in equivalence of form with the light, then it comes to us nonetheless. But its influence upon us then invites all sorts of troubles, problems, and unpleasant sensations. But it's all the operation of the light. There is nothing in reality besides light and vessel. And what we receive, opportunity to perform correction of our own, that will be as suitable as possible to the light. And then in such a manner, we'll receive it in a more true and pleasant manner.
New York 1.
New York 1.
That explanation in which the light departs from the Kli and then returns, and then we can differentiate the light and the desire apart. And with that, Baal HaSulam writes that prior to that, that we couldn't differentiate, now we can differentiate. It seems like a simple explanation. And then he also writes that there's great depth to this. So what's that great depth?
We will learn onwards and you'll understand. In the meantime, learn what we're learning now. And you said correctly. Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Lo shomim.
Unmute.
Tov. Tzafon 2.
Okay. Tzafon 2.
Rav, ech lesachren et...
Rav, how to synchronize reality within us with the light of Ein Sof?
Im anachnu kulanu mitchabrim beineinu.
If we all connect between us, then from connection between us, we can feel how we synchronize with the light of infinity. Because the moment we begin to perform actions between us, the light of infinity we don't feel. We can't depict ourselves towards that. But to the extent that we connect between us, corporeally, that we feel ourselves existing. In this we can already get closer to the upper light, according to qualities, that He is one, and as much as we together want to be in some direct desired intention together, we're matching ourselves to the upper light. And that's how we do it. And that's called, from your actions, we shall know you. And from my actions, I am becoming more and more familiar with Him. Okay.
Tov. Kadima.
All right, let's go.
We have PT-10?
Okay, PT-10. That's probably Mark.
Yes, good morning. I wanted to ask, after such a beautiful explanation about Pticha, about the preface, it's clear that the purpose of a life and of a person and of all humanity is to reach equivalence of form with the light. So why is this goal concealed from a person that also humanity, where he's born, that that's not before his eyes, that that's what he wants to attain in life, and instead he goes through thousands of years of doing all kinds of things and doesn't even reach that purpose of equivalence of form to the light? Why is it that way?
This is who sees flaws, one sees his own flaws. If you wouldn't see bodies, but rather reshimot, records in them, records of light and vessel that there is in each one, and still vegetative, animate, and speaking, from all those same components of the vessel of Adam HaRishon, same parts, with what records as of now they are in present, then you would see that the upper light influences from above. It awakens layer after layer from all the broken vessels, according to those that are on more, and another layer and another layer. And there's nothing to... It's just simply laws of nature. We have no one to turn to and complain. When the upper light influences it gradually through all those same layers that are in the broken vessel from the system of Adam HaRishon.
So why, when a person is born, he's not told, like, from the first day of his life, that that's the purpose of his life, to reach that?
He can't use it. Well, what does he need it for? That's called, don't put a trap before a blind man. Well, would it help him to know of this? Either he'd be in sorrow that he's not in it, and he'd just be bitter of his life, and he wouldn't even develop with what he needs to develop in the meantime. Or you see, tell it to all the people in the street. Let's see how much it'll influence their fate. Nothing.
So it turns out that that purpose of reaching equivalence of form is only for those who have a point in the heart. Is that how it works?
Of course. And to others, it comes in another manner. Just like in this world, in corporeal reality, there are people who want to reach the stars and do invent all sorts of things. And there are people who live from this and they don't really need anything. I go to my neighbor, he sits and watches TV, there's a sports match on, he has a beer in his hand. Life is good. Where are you running off to? Sit. I'll also give you a beer. Watch with me. Right? Each one according to their desire. And so, don't have complaints towards anyone. Nobody. Justify everyone besides yourself. The dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah from the organization you work in must be in 100% according to the desire of the Creator. Please. Worry for that. But instead of this, like, you're not making criticism of your work and the organization, rather criticism on the work of the Creator. Why doesn't He open for everyone? No.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Let me ask, what is the difference is in the spiritual light and the source? Are the same or is it different? What's the difference? Thank you.
The source we don't attain. There is Creator, which is called Bore, come and see, that we can reach and reveal it. And that's how it is in each and every degree. Like Rabbi Zusin said, each day I have a new creator, like some heretic non-believer would say, right? But it's correct. A person, according to his work, each day as he ascends, he attains the creator and the creation in a new form. Each day I have a new creator. Yep. And that's how we need to progress. Okay.
Dov.
Okay.
Dudi.
Okay.
Dudi.
Item 5. Hence, the four prinot in the name Havaya, called Chochmah, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut, are required. Because prina Aleph, which is called Chochmah, is indeed the whole of the emanated being, light, kli. In it is the greatest will to receive, with all the light included in it, which is called the light of Chochmah, or the light of Chaya. As it is all the light of Chaim, of life, in the emanated being, dressed in its kli. However, this Prina Aleph is regarded as all light, and the kli in it is barely noticeable, as it is mingled with the light and annulled in it as a candle in a torch. Following it comes Prina Bet, since at its end, the kli of Chochmah prevails in equivalence of form with the upper light in it. Meaning that a desire to bestow upon the emanator awakens in it, according to the nature of the light within it, which is entirely to bestow. And then, using this desire which has awakened in it, a new light extends to it from the emanator, which is called the light of Chasadim. As a result, it becomes almost entirely separated from the light of Chochmah that the emanator imprinted in it, since the light of Chochmah can only be received in its own kli, which is a desire to receive that has grown to its fullest measure. Thus, the light and the kli, which are in Prina Bet, are utterly different from those in Bchina Aleph, since the vessel in it, the kli, is the desire to bestow, and the light within it is considered the light of Chasadim, which is a light that stems from the dvikut of the emanated in the emanator. As the desire to bestow induces its equivalence of form with the emanator, and in spirituality, equivalence of form is dvikut. Next follows Bchina Gimel, and once the light in the emanated being has diminished into light of Chasadim without any Chokhmah, while it is known that Or Chokhmah is the essence of the emanated being, hence at the end of Bchina Bet, it awakened and drew into it a measure of light of Chokhmah to shine within the light of Chasadim. This awakening re-extended a certain measure of the will to receive, which forms a new kli called Bchina Gimel or Tiferet. And the light in it is called the light of Chasadim in the illumination of Chokhmah, since the majority of this light is the light of Chasadim, and its lesser part is the light of Chokhmah. Following it came Bchina Dalet, since the kli of Bchina Gimel too awakened at its end to draw the complete Or Chokhmah, as it was in Bchina Aleph. Thus, this awakening is considered craving in the measure of the will to receive in Bchina Aleph, and exceeds it, since now it has already been separated from that light, as the light of Chokhmah is no longer clothed in it, but craves it. Thus, the form of the will to receive has been completely determined, since the kli is determined following the expansion of the light and its departure from there. Later, when it returns, it will receive the light once more. It turns out that the kli precedes the light, and this is why this Bchina Dalet is considered the completion of the kli, and it is called Malchut.
Ken.
Yes. Well, I thought there would be like 30 questions. Nothing. Well, he's doing me a favor. Oh, Latin 7.
Latin 7, Vakasha.
Latin 7, please.
Rav, no sé si corresponde, pero conforme el kli va.
Rav, I don't know if it's connected, but. As continuation, that with the kli, the reshimot are corrected according to the sensations of light of Chasadim and Chokhmah, and this is corrected until it reaches Or Yashar, direct light.
That's before us. Leave it. But don't confuse us. Let us understand this. Bulgaria.
Стадии Бет и стадии Гимел. Это свечение Хухма.
Repeat, please.
Какая разлика в свете Хасадим стадии Бет и стадии Гимел?
What's the difference between the light of Хасадим in Бхина Гимел and Бет?
Second phase, light of Хасадим, is the actual light which fills the vessel and gives the vessel fulfillment, because it's the aspect of Bina. And the third phase, it's already the light of Chasadim that fills the third phase. It doesn't give fulfillment in the third phase, and thus the third phase, in its desire, wants to continue a bit of the light of Chokhmah. And thus, the third phase, or Zeranpin, or Tiferet, it is mainly light of Chasadim, but with a bit of light of Chokhmah.
Latin 1.
Latin 1.
Al final del extracto menciona que una vez más que la.
At the end of this item, it mentions that when the light returns to the kli, the kli precedes the light. What does that mean?
It turns out, initially the light created the desire, but after the concatenation, the cascade of the light with the desire, it turns out that the end of this development in the fourth phase, even the third phase to the fourth phase, it turns out that the desire, it determines the state of the light in the vessel. And thus, it ends here. It ends here. Meaning, we begin in a state that the upper light influences and does everything in the phase of Keter, Shorosh, Root, and then phase 1, 2, 3, and then we've reached the fourth phase, where the fourth phase determines what will happen. That's how the Creator created its attitude towards the created being, in order to ultimately bring the created being to an independent form. And to awaken in the created being desire that the created being will desire to be like the Creator, will desire to be in adhesion. And that's all by this cascade from above below. We see how the Creator created from above all the way down to this world. And then how we, from this world, begin to awaken and build ourselves according to the Creator, all our degrees of ascent. Okay.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот он здесь описывает.
Yes, dear Rav.
А каббалист вообще постигает.
He's describing here the four phases of Havaya, the Creator. Can we do them all at once or gradually, by a certain order, one after the other? Does the Kabbalist attain them differently this way?
The Kabbalist reveals them according to his soul, both together and separately, because he cannot attain everyone together, rather according to the private parts, and he cannot attain the private parts and forms, rather without attaining the relations and the forms between everyone. It's one against the other. So both the private state of each aspect, each phase, and the general state of all of them, they're supporting one another mutual manner. Like in this world, we say you can't understand a person if you're not familiar with his environment, how he's tied to it, how much it influences him. So a private part or not, ultimately it's a result of the general, of the common. And thus there is the rule that the private and the general are equal. We'll gradually reveal this, we'll learn this. The main thing is that you'll understand how much these things are incorporated in you and turn into something general.
Kabu 5.
Thank you, Rav. My question is, why does the light depart in Behina Dalet? Thank you.
We haven't learned here yet, truly. That's later on. That, yes, he writes that the light departs. Well, I can say the light departs from the fourth phase in order to give the fourth phase the urge, the drive to yearn after the light. That's it. Okay. All right, we now have
PT 25.
Rav, can we understand or explain again why Bchina Bet, the second phase, is not sufficient. Why can't it remain in that state? It's bestowal, after all, to the Creator.
The second phase doesn't bestow. It's as if it has a desire to be in the same quality like the Creator, but actively it has nothing to bestow. It has no light of Chokhmah. It has no one to bestow to, and thus the second phase doesn't bestow. That's her lack, and thus she is so weak. She, as if, has a nice attitude, nice relation to everyone, but to truly help, she can't help anyone. A lack of force in bestowal. Just like we see in this world even. In the desire to bestow, there's no force. Force is what we see only in will to receive. And thus, the connection between will to receive and will to bestow, the correct connection, it brings the vessel to wholeness. PT
13. Rav, if you could explain how it is that the light is inside the Kli and the Kli is still not whole.
There is still no vessel. There is still no desire that feels itself disconnected from the Creator. We speak of the desire that comes from the Creator, and thus it's called Bore, come and see, is separate from the upper force truly, and it is meant to take care of the created beings, and this desire now begins to reveal the created being, to build it, to form it, stabilize it. Don't relate to what we're speaking of now as we're talking about something that's in us. We're still talking about the four phases of direct light. This is before even the world of infinity. Truly, in the structure, in the construction such that the upper force, the upper light, the Creator, creates it in order that through it he begins to relate to the created being. There is still no created being yet, because the created being needs to be disconnected from the Creator. The created being needs to be opposite of the Creator. There's still no system that connects, that ties that same created being opposite from the Creator together with him. It's still far ahead. Don't relate to the four faces of direct life, that we have a true relation to them. They are our root, but not that we are truly in this place. Hadera 1. Rav, in the last part of item 5 that we read, it seems that beforehand we learned that light and vessel in Malchut, in this world, is adhesion, and the light enters, the light and vessel are as one. And here it's speaking that the light is not dressed in the vessel, and there is yearning.
I told you that we're not talking here about adhesion from the side of the creature to the light, because there's no creature yet. Look at this as the roots, the preparations from which later the worlds will emerge, and the system of Adam Rishon, and it will shatter. And then, after that, such desires emerge that are called a person in this world.
But what is light? It's not dressed in the vessel in Malchut.
I don't know. A light that's not vesseled, dressed in a kli, we don't attain. Clear?
Grazie Rav. Spero che la domanda sia corretta. La luce interna, la luce esterna.
I hope the question is correct. It's good. Is internal light and external light the same thing? Rather, the vessel is what differentiates between them?
Yes, the light defines all the changes in the vessels. And later, the vessel defines all the changes in the light.
E la luce determina il vaso?
Is the light determining the vessel?
The light creates and builds the vessel. After it builds the kli begins to function, and then the kli, the vessel, defines its state relative to the light.
Grazie.
Internet.
Shalom Rav, shte shelot ma internet.
Hello Rav, two questions from the internet. Mark 12 asks, Rav, you spoke about the dressings, the clothings. Is the upper light building these dressings, or we're talking about a protection of the will to receive from the light?
The light builds dressings upon it in order to give a place for the desire, so that the desire through these dressings will attain the light. That's all ahead of us. Second question.
Question from Mark 20. The light corrects each of the 613 desires. Does that mean that the light itself is comprised of 613 separate lights?
Yes, after it operates and cares for the different desires, then we can say that there are here, accordingly, the same number of lights that care for those desires, each and its desire.
PT5. Rav, where does it suddenly appear, the second phase with the desire to bestow? What was not enough that it just received?
If only the first phase, Pina Aleph, would come out, the will to receive filled with light, and by that the whole creation would end, then there's no creature here. There's no created being. The creature needs to be opposite the Creator, standing on its own, and deciding something of its own. Otherwise, this is not a created being or a creature. That's why Pina Aleph is not the creature, and even Pina Bet is not the creature, because it's receiving, although the qualities of the Creator, but it can't act in that yet. Only Pina Gimel, the third phase, which is a mixture between Pina Aleph and Bet, can on its own decide something. And then it decides from those two discernments, those two phases, that it wants to specifically implement the desire to receive in her, which is why Malchut arrives. And this is what the Creator actually wanted, where the desire to receive comes, which on its own wants from its nature to want to receive. And then we're working on it.
Ask a bit more. Simply, in the second phase, it already has discernments between light of chasadim, mercy, and light of chokmah, and then there is shame. Suddenly, but where does this desire to bestow awaken from him in the second phase?
Since all of the previous discernments are operating in him, even though there's a desire to receive there, but in the desire to receive, where does the desire to receive come from? As a result of the discernments to bestow as well. Therefore, the desire to receive also changes. Our root is the Creator, and even though the will to receive later is made, and it's true through the Creator and against the Creator, and seemingly his enemy, his opposite, but in it is the Creator, and therefore it is certain that everything will come to peace. PT3.
The third phase, which has the first and second phase within it, how does it decide to realize itself specifically in the will to receive?
Because she feels that the will to receive is the light of life, which fills and gives life to the desire. And that's why she wants the light of Chokhmah. And she extends that beyond that. And that's why she becomes Pchina Dalit.
And how is the fourth phase bringing it closer to the Creator, to the light?
No, Pchina Dalit is opposite the Creator. And because she's opposite the Creator completely, both by the desire and by the light, then what happens to her after that, we will learn. is that she decides on the departure from the whole process, which is truly a great big drama. But he's not telling that to us about this here.
Okay, but I'm asking just how the decision is made between the third and fourth phase, specifically to go to be more will to receive. I mean, didn't it know that it would distance itself from the Creator, if you could say so?
There are no calculations there of distancing or coming closer. There's just the desire to receive that's operating now, that was renewed in creation, and this desire to receive chooses that I want to be and receiving.
Why specifically receive? Why not other?
Because it's closer to its nature, that the light of Chochmah is what created the will to receive.
Thank you.
No, Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Toda. Thank
you. Rav, in the previous four items, we've learned about the cascading of the worlds from up below. The light of bestowal diminishes till the world of Asiya.
That's through the worlds, where the worlds are concealed, are called concealment. But here we're still talking about the four phases prior to the system of the worlds. And therefore there's no dampening or deadening of the lights.
So,
in the fourth phase, it's the smallest will to receive?
Why? It's the biggest. It's the desire to receive that receives all the light of Insof within it. And the light does not bother the desire to receive, or rather the desire to receive creates the whole of Ein Sof. That's why it's called Ein Sof. It's a world of Ein Sof, of eternality, inality, of endless. Malchut of Ein Sof. Okay, we can continue, or we will continue, even though. But friends, I really ask, you need to go over it several times, everything that we're learning. At least read this text and put together questions, but questions for the text, not according to some other matters. And then we will have to really learn this correctly. Please. Adam 6.
Item 6. These four above discernments are the 10 sefirot, discerned in each emanation and each created being, both in the whole, which are the four worlds, and even in the smallest part in reality. The first phase is called Chochmah, or the world of Atzilut. The second phase is called Bina, or the world of Beriah. The third phase is called Tiferet, or the world of Yetzira. And the fourth phase is called Malchut, or the world of Asiya. Let us explain the four phases applied in each soul. When the soul extends from infinity, and Sof, and comes into the world of Atzilut, it is the first phase of the soul. They were still not discerned by that name, since the name Neshama, soul, implies that there is some difference between it and the emanator, and that through that difference, it departed infinity and has been revealed as its own authority. But as long as it does not have a form of a vessel, there is nothing to distinguish it from his self, to merit its own name. You already know that the first phase of the vessel is not considered a vessel at all, and is entirely annulled in the light. This is the meaning of what is said about the world of Atzilut, that it is complete godliness, as in he, his life, and his self are one. Even the souls of all living creatures, while traversing the world of Atzilut, are regarded as still adhered to his self.
Questions? None. So I don't know. I'm not receiving a response from you. Is it clear? Is it not?
C'est sur le point précédent, c'est possible?
Ken, Ken.
Could we ask about the previous item?
Yes, yes.
Déclenche que le désir de donner à l'émanateur s'éveille.
What in the first phase causes the desire to bestow to awaken the emanator? From the emanated creature.
What causes Prina Aleph to emerge from the creator? Yes, Yaakov?
Yeah, you could ask that.
Because it has the desire to receive somewhat already. That's why it's differentiated from him. The law of equivalence of form and the law of separation, according to the desire to receive, if the desire to receive is not similar to the desire to receive of the other, or any quality in one is not similar to the quality in the other, then accordingly they're separated. Okay. Well, PT 25.
The question too about the previous item. What has changed between the first phase that the will to receive rejected the light?
Bchina Aleph does not reject the light at its end. Wait. Let's say, Shidas.
Yes, that in the second phase, there's no light, right? In the fourth phase, it decides to receive itself. What's changed here that it now decides to receive?
The desire to receive in the level of Shoresh is in potential only. The light controls it, and it is not felt as the desire to receive. The desire to receive in Bchina Aleph, the first phase, begins to be revealed that it's there in the light. But it has no actions of its own. The desire to receive that's in Bchina Bet in the second phase is already under a state that it's resisting the fact that it's in Bchina Aleph, which is nullified before the light, and it wants to show itself. Therefore, it wants to bestow, wants to be like the light, which is, it's like someone who's maturing. And then he understands that he has no matter, he has no force to be a bestower like Bchina Aleph, the first phase. Therefore, it makes for himself the third phase, Bchina Gimel, which is somewhat similar to Bchina Aleph, to the first phase. That's called Tiferet or Zeantin. And then in Bchina Dalet, nevertheless, he prefers to be in the desire to receive that is the greatest of all, and to receive the greatest light. But after it was in all those stages, those preceding stages, Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel, then in Bchina Dalet, it wants to receive the light. It understands how important it is to receive the light and how great the will to receive grew from all those stages. And now it truly wants only to receive and to only enjoy the light. And it doesn't matter to him from who or from what or from who. It just that's the feeling he wants to feel.
Okay, but what about its desire to bestow? It already received the desire to bestow, and now suddenly,
upon the desire to bestow, now it returns to the desire to receive, and then that desire to bestow that it had in Bchina Bet becomes also a desire to receive in Bchina Dalet.
The stimulation needs to be different. The reason needs to be different from the before.
He fills its vessels. Before that, it wasn't filling its will to receive. Now it's filling its will to receive on its own. And that, after being differentiated from the light disconnecting from reception and then returning to it, then he returns. He feels his desire and enjoys from the fact that he's receiving.
Sorry, Rav, but when it disconnected from the light, right, it disconnected from the light initially, did it know it once it would ever want to return to receive again?
How did it know? It didn't know anything. A desire operates from within a desire.
So it disconnected from the light without thought to receive. It just disconnected.
There are no so future plans here. It doesn't exist in spirituality. But rather, in accordance to that which he has in his hand now, he decides. His decision is a serious decision, and at that moment it's finite. It's final. He wants to be like the bestower, like that which is bestowed upon him from above, to be also in the same desire.
Czechoslovakia.
Dear Rav, what are other souls than humans?
We don't learn about that, and don't ask about what we don't learn. If the time will come for that, we will learn about it.
Rav, perché dopo Bechina Gimel la luce ha creato un desiderio completamente opposto alla luce stessa?
Why after the third phase the light forms an opposite form from the third phase?
Why after Bechina Gimel, the third phase, the light comes out in the opposite way? Bechina Gimel, the third phase, is the desire to receive and the desire to bestow that are existing in collaboration between them. And therefore, Bechina Gimel is a certain transition between the desire to bestow, which is Binah, and the desire to receive, which is Malchut. Where in the desire, in Bechina Gimel, the creature, which is made of two desires, scrutinizes the extent in which it cannot be in such a way, to exist in such a way. He must come to a decision to either be in Bechina Bet or to be in Bechina Dalet. And of course, his development leads him to Bechina Dalet, to the fourth phase. He returns to the will to receive with that desire to bestow that he had before, upon which he is even more adding to his desire to receive. And that's why the desire to receive in Bechina Dalet, in the fourth phase, is greater. That's also the light of Chokhmah and also the light of Chasadim together built the Bechina Dalet, the desire to receive. Ask, I'm willing to answer this. PT 19.
Yeah, now, Rav, we read now about the descent of the souls and the rest of the created beings. What is the rest of the created beings?
The rest of the created beings is you have many parts of the desire that are in degrees Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, still vegetative, animal and speaking, corporeal, spiritual, of different kinds, and each desire that has some light in accordance with the equivalence of form that desire attains, that's called a soul. Souls, neshamot, nefashot, doesn't matter what you call them, but we'll call them souls.
In our world, it's as if conditions of life, what does created being mean in spirituality?
In spirituality, these are desires. In spirituality, these are desires that clothe with our desire to receive, which is still not yet come to complete correction, and therefore those desires are incorporated in us, awaken, revealed in us, and by them we also advance. Just like still vegetative and animal help you in this world in order to exist, to move, to attain nourishment, etc. This is how it's also in spirituality. You have still vegetative and animal, which help the human and support his soul to reach the essence. And by a person reaching his essence, these souls, they take all kinds of things. They receive a reward from helping a person to reach there. Yes? Also the Sitracha receives a reward from pushing you to all kinds of directions, confusing. That's her work. And she does it with great loyalty towards the Creator. It's a force. It's an angel. Angel is called a desire to receive without choice.
Czechoslovak. Czechoslovak. En. Tov.
None. Okay, Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Rabbi Rav, вот он здесь пишет о соответствии между четырьмя стадиями и мирами вот в этом.
He writes here about the suiting match between the four phases and the upper worlds. What are the worlds adding to these four phases?
And this is according to the example that in the four phases of direct light, then we have a division of all of reality that way, between the worlds, the sfirot, the partsufim, and so on. A division of Havaya, it's called, where the Creator is revealed towards the created beings through the system of Havaya. Avaya is called Yud Kei Vav Kei, those four stages in which the light expands.
PT 29. All the stages that the vessel goes through from the fourth phase to the fourth phase, it's in order to gradually develop in us the freedom of choice. Is that the main goal?
Yes.
And in the fourth phase, there's already some free choice, or it's still just preparation stage?
There's no choice. There's no freedom of choice. Freedom of choice exists only in the souls. We're not yet talking about them. We're still talking about forces of nature, which are called the desire to receive, and how it develops. There are no souls yet. There's no one that's made of two discernments of good and bad, and in between them is there in the state of choice and can choose. None of these things exist yet. All those conditions need to be built. That's what we're going to learn, how it's built from below, from above downwards, and how we need to use this from below upwards.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
I want to continue the question of the friends. It's not clear what's the expression of the second phase in the fourth phase.
Pchinat Bet is completely desire to bestow, and Pchinat Dalet is completely the desire to receive. And the Keter is their root, which is why we always have a connection between Bina and Malchut, Bchina Bet and Bchina Dalet, the second and fourth phase. This is something that we will learn throughout the whole of Pticha.
PT 17.
PT 17.
Shalom Rav. Katov shebasov Bchina Bet.
Hello Rav. It's written at the end of the second phase, and it is known that the light of Chokhmah is the main liveliness of the emanated being. If he knows it's the main thing, why does he have to go on to the third phase?
That's not understood.
If at the end of the second phase it's known that the light of Chokhmah is its main liveliness of the emanated being, so why doesn't it just turn into the second phase and take all that light?
He can't. He doesn't have a desire for that. The desire in Bchinah Bet needs to develop now. What does it need to resemble? From her aviyut, from her coarseness, plus that which she discovered that she's lacking, the matter of the discernment of the to receive, of the desire to receive, which is Chokhmah, which can only reach Bchinah Gimel. It cannot make herself Bchinah Dalet. The matter of the Bchinah Tiferet, he also doesn't explain it so much here. It's truly pretty problematic to explain, because that's like an ubar, like an embryo. It's like a small one that is born. Because he's already made up the desire to receive and the desire to bestow what was never there. In Keter, it's a desire to bestow of the Creator. Chokhmah is the implementation of the desire to receive. The result of the Keter. Bina is the desire to bestow with her light. And only Tiferet, the Zeranpin, is actually the combination of the desire to receive and the desire to bestow, the light of Chasadim with the light of Chokhmah. And then from this concept of Tiferet, the creature can choose what he wants, where he is, who he wants to belong to, at which point he chooses, if you could say so, still in this very high place, but chooses that he wants the light of Chokhmah and to receive it in a true desire to receive. That's what he feels. Why? Because the light of Chokhmah is the light of life. This is his whole vitality. It is all that he has. He wants this thing. And the light of Chokhmah emerges from the Creator towards the created being. And the light of Chasadim is only correction. It's only correction. That's the condition which later, when the Creator wants to grow the creature, he gives him the opportunity to grow according to Chasadim, in adaptation to it. But first it's the light of Chokhmah. Without the light of Chokhmah, there's no creation or nothing. That's why we need to differentiate between these things. They're really not simple, because these are the two foundations of creation. And there's a lot of philosophy and all kinds of philosophizations about it. But all together, the light of Chokhmah is the light of the purpose of creation, and the light of Chasadim is only the light of the correction of the creation. Only an adaptation. Even though for us, it's important, because we want to reach a state of identification, equivalence, closeness to the Creator. And then that's how it works out, that for us, it's personally important about chasadim and bestowal and for Bria, what's important for the creation, what's important is Chokhmah. We will talk about this. It's things that both connect and distance and are in an opposite to one another and disparity between them. We will learn this. That we need to kind of brew them within.
New York 4.
Of course, the light only comes from the Creator, but normally in our drawings, we show Or Chasadim going up. Here, Baal HaSulam describes Or Chasadim extending down. So is there some difference in our understanding of this?
Yes, we didn't yet come to the pictures to explain this, but you could say it this way, that there are lights that expand from the Creator, always, and that's the light of Chokhmah, because actually, the light of Chokhmah relative to us is the Creator. There's light, force, filling and everything, and then there's the attitude of the Creator, which is Chassadim. It's like towards Zeranpin, there's the light of Chokhmah, which is the light of life, where first of all, that's what the creature needs. And then the light of Chassadim, which is the correction of the creation, to give the creature an opportunity to come closer and adapt itself to the Creator. That's it.
Queens.
У меня вопрос. Четвертая стадия Бхина Далит — это тотальное желание получать.
I have a question. The fourth phase is also a will to receive. Is there a concealed form in this will to receive?
If,
I can't hear.
I will not comment on anything we didn't learn. And if I won't teach you how to ask only according to the material that we're studying, then I won't let you have the possibility to ask.
Unity 1.
А если первая стадия получила весь свет Хохма, можно ли сказать, что вторая получила весь свет?
First phase received all the light of Хохма. Can you say the second phase received all the light of Chassadim?
Yes, correct. Where the desire to receive in Bchina Aleph is exactly opposite the desire to bestow in Bchina Bet, and also light that fills Bchina Aleph is opposite the light that fills Bchina Bet. Yes. And those two lights come from the Keter, in which the light is abstract, not Chokhmah and not Chassadim. That's it. How can we differentiate? We can differentiate according to the desire. If the desire to receive, then it can receive only the light of Chokhmah and it doesn't want anything else. And if it's the desire to bestow, then he only discovers the light of Chassadim and nothing but that. That's why it all depends on the desire.
Oland 1.
Morning, dear Raf.
Morning.
Can I ask something about the Congress, the preparation of the Congress?
Ken.
Yes.
Yes, concerning, let's say, our great lesson today, can you give us, let's say, a daily direction, what we can do yet today to prepare us more to the Congress of entering Ibor in relation to what we did today? What task could you give us that we could really prepare ourselves very well?
We talked about how the world is coming closer to a state in which it's feeling itself in a state of despair. And as much as we need to also help them feel that way, that they're in despair and that it's guided from nature, from the side of our evolution, for us to discover, all of us, the extent in which we have lost our path of development. We were never in the form of the correct development, and to the extent in which our state right now is excellent. And it's not that we are lacking forces, lacking direction, lacking being in a state of despair from thinking that we know how to develop. And let's see how nature wants to develop us. We, the humans that are at the peak of development in nature, after still vegetative and animal, and we, the speaking, the first sublime upper ones, where all the nature is using its own forces only in order to develop and not in order to destroy a thing. And we're destroying, we've destroyed Earth. Imagine to yourself if animals that are living in the forest were in place of using correctly the forest, they would destroy it. What would they live from? But we do so, meaning our entire intellect, we aim in order to destroy the environment. And now we have come to a state in which we are already, that's it. It's just like if animals were to eat the whole forest, then they would remain without food, without nourishment, and that's how, without sustenance, and this is how on earth we're trying to, starting to discover ourselves as well. What to do? Only one thing. I am not inviting you to join the green ones or all kinds of people that are, oh, let's protect nature, let the animals live, because that won't help. That won't help. We, as long as we don't correct our ego, which is the reason for everything that we destroy, nothing will be there. But if we correct our ego, even somewhat, we will be able to first sort that which we're engaged in this world. And we will stop working in jobs that destroy nature. We will stop altogether to produce things that are unnecessary. We will stop to disconnect Earth from all that's in it. We will start to relate to one another in a nice and friendly way. And not that each or each group wants to truly to disperse all the others from Earth. We need many corrections, and all these corrections are all in all corrections of our egos, where we don't have just the desire to receive, to exist, like in still vegetative and animal. But our desire to receive is limitless. And if we don't stop ourselves, we will reveal ourselves as we're simply eating, devouring all of Earth. We can't fly anywhere. We can't. That's still some fantasies that we have, that we can exist in some other place. We can't. Even upon Earth, we can't exist. Nature, the Creator, won't let us do that. And we already know this somewhat. We understand, discover, and we are yet to discover as well. That's why we have no choice but to correct our nature. That's what remains for us after everything. Today we're standing naked from everything. We should stop thinking that we're wise. We are the most foolish of all, because animals would not destroy the environment this way. No. And they are in such an environment that it helps them to exist this way. If you were to kill the wolves, then also, let's say, rabbits will be sick. And so on. It's all in a connection, in harmony. We need to try to observe this correctly. And the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us how we can connect our evil inclination and our ego and exist in a world that is just like animals in the forest, where we don't create things, but only the right things for our benefit, and not just like that, destroying all of Earth because we want money that eventually there will be nothing to do with it also. So we need to talk about this and to understand that the entrance into the new life is called Ibur, impregnation, which is to be sufficed with what we have, to understand that we're limited and we have no choice, otherwise creation will finish us. And we, let's hope that we scrutinize what it is to be an Ibur, where all my forces I give for spiritual development surrounding the future in a social way. And we will cultivate our earth. We'll protect our families, the children. We have no choice. Otherwise, we simply will finish ourselves. And with those beautiful words, I want to say to you goodbye. Dudi.
Very much, Rav.
Yes, thank you, Alan. Our schedule today, 10 to 10:30, the Secrets of the Eternal book with Dr. Rav Michael Lightman, and 10:30 to 11, news program. That's it, Rav. Thank you, everybody. Have a nice day.
Fuerza para abrir bien los corazones cuando la luz asome. Dejemos nuestra alma libre y llenaremos nuestros pozos que en el tiempo quedaron secos. Como el árbol crecemos con el brillo en los ojos. Dale, dale, bella jatale. Y volver a Cuba le cava si una ale, bella jadale. A subir, unidos a subir. Caemos y nos levantamos al fin. A subir, unidos a subir. Hay un rezo del corazón que quiere acercarse y dentro de él. A un nombre acurrucarse.
יש תפילה של דמעות שפותחות שערי שמיים וקושרות הקצוות. עוד מעט נלמד לחיות.
אסוביר, אסוביר, אונידוס אסוביר, כאמוס אינו